Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we celebrate the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. And as we prepare for our readings, we start with our checklist once again. Number one, do you have time for God, my friends? Check. Is your heart open, wide open to receive the love of God through the Word of God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. Once again, my friends, if you've answered yes to the four questions, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. And our first reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 2 and 3 through 8. And here it is. In the year King Uzziah died, I, the Lord, seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am, Lord," I said, "send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the reading, my friend, from the book of Isaiah, we see that Isaiah is truly moved by the word and the voice of our Lord. And the reading says that seraphim cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." The glory of God, my friends. Very powerful. And the word goes on to say, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among people of unclean lips." So, my friends, where are you in your journey through life? Are you and I doomed because we are using the Word of God in a negative way or ignoring the Word of God? Do we have clean lips, clean words that are honest, sincere, and respectful to other people? Or are we on the other side, using foul language, arrogance, cynicism, hatred, words that work against our reading today from the book of Isaiah, the prophet? Are we in a circle of people who have unclean lips? Look at it objectively, my friends, because if you need to make changes in the circle that you're in, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your associates, the people around you, are they helping to build up the kingdom of God, sharing the word of God, the love of God, the peace of God? Or are they people of unclean lips who are constantly going against the grain, making you uncomfortable? Do you need to make changes in your circle of influence? And God's calling us to do that through the prophet Isaiah, which is so important. And the word goes on to say, "Yet my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts." The word is so important. As we focus on the word of God, I want you to think about this, my friends. Do you see the Lord in other people? Can you see the love of God being brought from one heart to another? How do you proceed each and every day? Are we using our tongues in a positive way? The word talks about the power of the tongue, and that we need to be careful how we use our tongues. To have clean lips and to be circled with people who are clean in their words and not degrading one another and not cursing one another, but lifting people up as God calls us to do. What kind of lifestyle are you leading as you proceed through the year 2022? Do you need to make changes in your lifestyle? Recently, we interviewed a gentleman on our program, Finding God in Prison, who spent 8 years in prison, many years of addiction. But today he's clean and sober, has his sobriety. But he had to make changes. Very important, my friends, that you and I make the changes that we are inspired to make, to lead a good life, to have clean lips, to lift people up with kind words, honest words, excellent vocabulary, touching the hearts and minds of other people, but loving them and impacting them in a positive, honest, sincere, and respectful way. The Word of God tells us this: you and I are not doomed if we change and follow God's ways. Just one touch of God, and Isaiah was changed. And the word says this: "See now that this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed. Your sin has been purged." This is important, my friends, because God is so powerful. Just a single touch, in whatever way God wants to touch you and I, to foster change. What is the number one change that you need to make? Do you need to get rid of laziness, pride, prejudice, the superego? Do you and I need to make changes and to love as God calls us to love? Are we stingy in loving other people? Or are we giving our alls, going the extra mile for our loved ones? You and I are not doomed if we change. One touch of God's hand is all it takes, all we need to change whatever it is that we are struggling with today. Your wickedness is removed, your sin has been purged. And this is important, my friends. It's a new year. You and I need to make changes so we can look back on this year, 11 months from today, and see the positive changes that were made. The word goes on to say this, "Then Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' Isaiah said, 'Here I am, Lord, send me.'" How important is it, my friends, that you and I answer God's calling, if and when he calls us? Or are we reluctant? Do we ignore God's call, struggle with it through prayer and persistence? We can overcome those struggles and come in alignment with the Lord's calling to have peace once again, which is so important. But like the word says, Isaiah was changed and then responded to the Lord's call. He said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Like our Blessed Mother Mary, who said, "Be it done unto me according to your word," in the Gospel of Luke, when she was visited by the angel Gabriel and told that she was to have a child. Just like our Blessed Mother Mary, the prophet Isaiah was also called. He was touched and responded in a positive way. You and I, my friends, need to respond in a positive way. When God calls us, when he inspires us to do something positive, something good, something wonderful, something different, we too have to respond in a positive way. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 1 through 11. And here it is. "I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, and that he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me." Excuse me. "For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them, not I, however, but the grace of God that is within me." Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And from the words of St. Paul in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul tells us, I am reminding you of the gospel, though if you are being saved, and through it you are being saved, if you hold fast to it, unless you believe it in vain. It's always good to have a reminder so that we can do the right things. And St. Paul here reminds us that through the gospel itself, we are being saved if we hold fast to what it is God is telling us to do. Just a reminder. When was the last time someone reminded you of something important, something critical, and it helped to save the day for you? When was the last time, my friends, that the Holy Spirit inspired you at the last moment to do something that was very important? A reminder. We can all use a good reminder. I know in aviation, very often, the first officer or co-pilot will remind us when we're flying to do the checklists, to make sure the landing gear is down, to make sure we got fuel, to make sure we've gotten de-iced before we take off. Very important things. Just a reminder how important it is, my friends, to be reminded of the gospel. And St. Paul does it today as he tells us that we are being saved by the gospel. Once again, if we hold fast to it. St. Paul says this, for I handed it on to you as of first importance, what I also have received. So St. Paul was the first to receive it before us, my friends. And through conversion, he himself was saved. God gave him another chance. But we are in good company because St. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible, walked a very difficult walk, and yet he survived the journey. He came through with flying colors with the Lord's help. The Word of God saved him, and we have that opportunity as well. And just to be clear, that the word that was handed from St. Paul to us tells us that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day. After that, he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to 500 brothers at once. And after that, he appeared to James and to all the apostles. So St. Paul received the same message as we do. So once again, we are in good company. We are not doomed because we have opportunity to make changes. We can be saved through the gospel if we hold fast to it. And St. Paul says this, I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. So my friends, you and I who have committed great sins here and there in our journeys through life, whatever they are, and God knows what they are, we too are not fit to be called an apostle because of whatever we did. But by the grace of God, we are what we are. And that's what St. Paul makes clear. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me has not been ineffective. So it's been very effective. The grace of God. Are you and I today walking in the grace of God? Or are we isolated from God because of sin? Are we persecuting other believers? Are we being too judgmental? Do we have too much pride, prejudice, or superego? Are we unforgiving, holding the spirit of unforgiveness versus forgiving others and bringing the peace, being a peacemaker? This is important, my friends, that you and I remain in the grace of God. And when we do that, we have great peace from within. And that peace can transcend into the hearts of other people when we come in contact with them as well. Let's go to our gospel reading now, my friends. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught to the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, my friends, the Lord gives Simon Peter a command to put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And even though they had caught nothing all night, "At your command, I will lower the nets," said Simon Peter. He listened to the Lord. And the Lord came through with a miracle, catching more fish than the nets can actually hold. It's a very powerful example of the Lord's generosity, but also an example of Peter's attention to the Lord. And he gave the Lord his due by listening to the Lord. And he said to the Lord, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." But my friends, when you and I sin, the last thing we really want to do is depart from the Lord, to ask him to move away, but we want to go to him and repent. We want to ask forgiveness. Because where else can we go to gain forgiveness, to start anew, to start with a new slate, a clean heart? And it's important. So we want to go to the Lord and ask for his forgiveness. And there's no time like the present to do that. And if you're out there, my friends, listening to our program today, and you're struggling with sin in your life, God calls you right now to open your hearts and open your minds to him. Get on your knees and cry out to the Lord your God. Ask Jesus for his forgiveness. Talk to him with a childlike faith, and then make the changes you need to make and move forward in daily life. And Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And this is a great message, my friends, because as we grow in faith, we want to share that faith, draw people into the faith, make an impact on them, introduce them to the love of God, the peace of God, the Word of God. We want to do that every day of our lives. We want to touch people, touch our children. We want the Lord's blessing for everyone we come in contact with, our families, our children, grandchildren. Don't we want that? The Lord calls us, my friends, to not be afraid, to share the faith, and to not be holding back, but to share the love of God in the best way that you can, as often as you can. To not hold back, because no one can read the mind of another person. God calls us to step forward, to deliver love in a beautiful way, the second greatest commandment, to love one another. And there are people out there today, my friends, who are in a position where they are unloved. Mother Teresa said it best, that the greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. You and I, my friends, are called to follow in the footsteps of Isaiah, St. Paul, and of Luke, which is so important. St. Luke's gospel today calls us to not be afraid, but to deliver a powerful word that will touch the heart and mind of other people in your own home, in your own family, in your own circle. Father God, we ask right now that you will give us the power and courage to be a voice for the faith at a time when we need it most in America and around the world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, that's our show for today. Thank you for tuning us with us, in with us at Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day, and God bless. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.